We are up to Perek Hey Mishnah Zion, Chapter 5, Mishnah 7 of Maseches Erevin. This Mishnah now returns to the conversation of Tuchum, and it wants to know just exactly how it works if someone is not within 2,000 amos of the actual Erev that they set up. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. Mishahaya Bamezrach. Let's say someone was out in the field to the east of his house. Okay, so he's in the east of his house. Va'amar levno arev leva marav. And he's told his son before Shabbos to make an Erev for me to the west of my house. Okay. But Marav, or let's say he's out in outside of his house towards the west, he's in the field to the west of his house. And he told his son before Shabbos to make an ear for me to the east of his house. In other words, the ear is in the opposite direction that they are in from the house. So the halacha is going to be as follows. If there are 2,000 amos or less between him and his house, but more than 2,000 amos between him and his eruv, then he's allowed to use the tchum of his house, meaning that his house becomes his place of residence and he can walk 2,000 amos in every direction from his house. But he's not allowed to use the tchum of his eruv, right? So why is this? Because the understanding is that he needs to be within 2,000 amos of whatever his house residence is. It's not like someone can say that I'm going to put my eruv, in a different country, 30,000 amos away, and that's going to be where my place of residence is on Shabbos. Because at the end of the day, that just doesn't work. That doesn't make sense. It needs to be that this person is going to be within 2,000 amos of their place of residence once Shabbos begins, and therefore, if he's within 2,000 amos of his house when Shabbos begins, then that becomes his place of residence. If he's within 2,000 amos of his eruv, then that becomes his place of residence. And that's how the halacha needs to work. And the issue essentially becomes when he's further than 2,000 amos, because once he's further than 2,000 amos, wherever his eruv is considered negligible, and that's going to not be his place of residence, and we assume that his place of residence is in fact his actual house. Okay, but further, le'iruvo alpayim amah. If, on the other hand, there are 2,000 amos or less between him and his eruv, ulveso yotermikan, and he's more than 2,000 amos between him and his house, asra lebeso, then it becomes prohibited to use his house. In other words, he's not allowed to use the tchum of his house, the 2,000 amos around the house, umutra leiruvo, but he is allowed to use the tchum of his eruv because he's within 2,000 amos of it, and essentially that's where it's clear that he wants to make his Shabbos residence. And let's say hanosin es eruvo bi ibura shel ir. Let's say someone places his eruv in like a building within the city that's not really necessarily in the city, but it's what we call in the extension of the city, meaning that he puts the eruv, he places it in a building that's within the carpath area, within 70 and 2/3 almost within the city. So we said that if you have a building that's a little bit outside of the city, but it's within 70 and 2/3 almost of the city, then we consider that as part of the city. So he puts the eruv in this building. So lo asav lo klum. So he hasn't accomplished anything if we do this. Why? Because essentially the eruv doesn't take effect because it's like he put it in the city, and once he's in the city on Shabbos, the whole city is his area. So to have an eruv in the edge of the city doesn't make any sense. But nisano chutz latchum afilu ama'achas. If he put the eruv even one amma outside of the city's border, then it's going to be a kosher eruv, and mashiniskar hu mafsid, and his eruv will take effect, and basically whatever distance he's going to gain in the direction of his eruv, he's going to lose in the opposite direction as you would with any eruv. So again, if it's an amma outside of the city, then it's a kosher eruv, and we say that he gets the full ear of benefits in that direction, but he loses it in the opposite direction. Okay, now Mishnah Ches Anshe Ir Gedola Mahalchin Es Kol Ir Katana. So this is an interesting halacha, and we'll need to use the mafarshim as we usually do to understand what this actually means. So again, Anshe Ir Gedola Mahalchin Es Kol Ir Mahalchin Es Kol Ir Katana. The residents of a large city are allowed to walk through all of the small city. And what's the case? That if you have a small city that's within the tchum of that's entirely within the tchum of a large city, which could happen, so then the residents of the large city can walk through all of the small city. So what's the chiddush over here? So the chiddush seems to be that if the small city is within their tchum, then basically the city is only going to be considered as 4 amos, which means that they can walk throughout the entire small city, and once they walk through to the other side of the city, that will just have counted towards four amos, so they can use 1,996 amos plus the area of the small city past the small city. So let's say, let's do simple math here. Let's say it's 1,000 amos from his large city to the small city. Well, so then the small city is going to be 1,000 amos into the tchum. The small city will count as four amos, even if it's 100 amos or whatever it is, it will count as four amos. So then he'll have 996 amos past the actual small city. However, the residents of the small city can't walk through all the large city, and what essentially where they're left is that they can walk only up until the 2,000 amma point into the large city. So it's not like the whole city becomes four ammas for them. No, we actually count each amma as an actual amma into the large city, and they can only walk up into the 2,000 amma mark from the small city into the large city. So says the Mishnah, Ketzad, how does this work? Misha hayav ir gadola minasan es iruv of ir katana. If someone was in a large city and he put his iruv in a nearby small city, bir katana vinasan es iruv of ir gadola, or if he was in a small city and he placed the iruv in a nearby large city, mahali chaskula, then he could walk through the entire city, and that city is counted as the place of residence. V'chutzala alpaim amma, and he can walk 2,000 amos around it in each direction. V'Rabbi Akiva, remember Rabbi Akiva says, in lo ela mimkom iruv alpaim amma. No. You can't do it like that. It's not like a magic thing that you can make a city your residence by putting the eruv in that city, and then you get 2,000 amos around the entire city. No, it's wherever the eruv is, he only gets 2,000 amos around that eruv, and that's how the halacha works according to Rabbi Akiva. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Ches, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Tes. But for now, we'll stop right here.